K-State Nation, what's going on? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports coming at you right now on this crazy morning weather edition. Weather as of coming here on this Wednesday, the 11th of December, 2024. My name is Eddie Gritter, third host of this Purple Project Podcast, Kansas State Podcast, all things K-State, whether that's football or all the way in between men's and women's cross-country teams who just played this past fall, and later on here, or right around the corner, will be indoor track season for them here coming up in a little while. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, I am recording on Wednesday, so I have a few more projects that are coming out, and this might fall. I don't know when this is going to come out. When it do, definitely thank you again. Subscribe, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily, including the weekends. And of course, we're still in the holiday season as well, as we close in on the end of 2024 as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I am a 2013 graduate of K-State. So yeah, I just popped up here. We're going to get to more Aaliyah Carter news. This episode will be dedicated to her. In just a minute, I did see Colleen Corbin added a couple to her staff, new head coach of women's soccer. That's coming. I'll have to record that sometime later on this week. Stu Burke made the news as well in regards to Arnold Palmer. No, that's to the, I think it's Arnold Palmer tournament. Something Arnold, but we'll get to that. I'll have to read up on that today and see where that's at, but we'll get you squared away on that. All things K-State sports, not just football and men's basketball. We don't just focus on that. There's everything else going on as well, including some more exciting day for women's rowing as well. We'll get to all that at some point throughout the week, or it'll have to go into next week. So busy, still busy, even though it feels like winter around here in the KC metro area. Aaliyah Carter was named back onto the AVCA All-Central Region team for the fourth time in her K-State career as her K-State volleyball career comes to a close yesterday. This came out yesterday as I'm recording on Wednesday morning, December 11th. 2024. Carter, for those of you new that don't know, Aaliyah Carter from Dubuque, Iowa, becomes the first student athlete in K-State history to earn all-region recognition four times. That is a lot. That's saying something. And I have talked about Aaliyah Carter on this podcast. If you've been a follower of this podcast daily since this podcast particularly started, when Aaliyah Carter and I mentioned this as well in the same sentence with her and Ayoka Lee, number one star player for the women's basketball team. We started this podcast right when they started their career at K-State. And again, don't want to sound like a dead horse here, but again, it's been just a honor and a fan, alum of K-State, just to know that. Obviously, when you look back, she is going to be one of the best volleyball players to come through K-State. No doubtly so, right? So, Aaliyah Carter, another selection to the All-Central team. I've recorded this. I feel like I've recorded this every year. Seeing that Aaliyah Carter, she's there again. She's back there again. But Carter, let's see. Carter's selection adds to her. Well, I already talked about that. And back to her resume, this adds on to that long legendary resume at K-State. All-American All-American honors last year, garnered the 2020 Big 12 Freshman of the Year, 2020 Midwest Region Freshman of the Year titles, seven-time Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, right? Led the conference in six offensive categories, kills per set. Carter, only one of nine players in the Power Four to compile 450 kills this season. Are you serious? I think I've said this before, but for those that don't know, she is an absolute stud, and she could have, again,
I've said this before. She could have just went on to get drafted in the pro league, right? I didn't even know there was a pro volleyball league until last year when Sydney Bolden got selected on. Of course, she was a huge part. But she was a transfer to K State, played 2 years, and was an absolute one of the star players there. But Aaliyah Carter, one of those that start off as a freshman and then stay for your super senior year, and she has blossomed. She has blossomed into one of those players that you're gonna remember for a long time. Back in October, she became the all-time kills leader. Became the seventh player in school history to tally 30 or more kills in a match following a 32-kill performance against Iowa State in her home state. How ironic is that? You don't hear stories that often. Every now and then, obviously, again, what comes to my mind, Travis Kelce, Kansas City tight end, Chiefs tight end, going back home this weekend to play Cleveland. He's a Cleveland guy. That's one example. That just came off to my mind because I was listening to the sports radio station here yesterday, and they were talking about trying to get Travis Kelce going and all that. But to go back to your home state, this was against Iowa State, one of your rivals, and to do that, I believe they won that game as well, if I remember calling it, knocked off Iowa State. Yeah, they did. They did that, right? So come back to do that as well. She ends her K-State career with a program record, 12 conference weekly awards, and first in the rally scoring area with an average just almost 4 kills per set. Overall, Aaliyah Carter finished second all-time in total kills with 1,839. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the house on this Wednesday. I'm recording this volleyball edition of the podcast. Total points, 2,040 and a half. And career matches with 20 or more kills, 26. Her 469 career sets played ties first all-time in K-State history, joining Lauren Hinkle in that as well. So Aaliyah Carter putting it bold. This might be it. Who knows? At least award-wise, but who knows at this time. But, man, just an outstanding and I've been meaning to get around to it, and hopefully I will by the year's out, do an episode particularly on these two players, Carter and Ayoka Lee, and how much they meant to K-State as well. But Aaliyah Carter getting it done there in her career, into her career at K-State. It could have ended last year, but again, just to see the growth again of Aaliyah Carter and her impact of this volleyball team going through two coaches, obviously. So Susie Fritz, and then, of course, current head coach Jason Mansfield, who just got done with his second season at Kansas State for head coach of the women's volleyball team. So there you have it, folks. There you have it, folks. Aaliyah Carter, fourth time at K-State, selected to the All-Central Regional Team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, if I can talk here on this Wednesday morning. Again, the Podbean app, me and Alex Aiden over on the Podbean app. Alex Aiden out there, lives in San Diego, also a K-State alum. We recorded an episode last week. Go check it out. We might have hopped back on either later on today or probably tomorrow somewhere in there to talk women's sports on next episode. So the next episode will be dedicated to going back. And looking back at the volleyball team this past year and talk about the current women's volleyball team, what they're doing, the women's volleyball team. I was met the women's basketball team, the 13th, and they're still ranked 13th in the country. I don't understand that, but whatever, right? In case they have 10 wins, I got to go back through the rankings of the women's NCAA women's side and see what's up with that. But anyways, Alex ain't over there on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer number 3 Eddie's _S Podcast for more coverage. Bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Thank you guys so much once again for listening to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast with Cats.